Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 to 27. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he looked for the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. How can we say no to sin? Why did Moses refuse to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter? Acts 7 tells us that Moses was trained in all the wisdom of Egypt. Tutankhamun was buried with several thousand pounds of gold. And Egypt was becoming once again a great new kingdom. So Moses could have had wisdom, wealth, world renown. Why refuse? Would you? Verse 24, by faith, Moses refused. He was looking unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross for you and me. Yes, the faith which is the substance of things hoped for, the foundation for it, the evidence of the things not seen, is Christ. Christ justifying us, declaring us righteous by His own, fulfilling all righteousness in our place, His own, dying for sin in your place and mine. That is the solid foundation that we stand on. The evidence of the eternal life we don't yet see, and the power to say yes to Jesus and no to sin. Notice it does not say that by faith Moses killed an Egyptian who was beating a Hebrew, nor does it say that it was by faith that Moses refused to trust the Lord I Am at the burning bush. And yet, the Lord, who in his mother's arms had brought Moses to know the love of Jesus, had not given up on him. Graciously, he led him back to that by faith. Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. What about you? Are you refusing to be identified as a child of this sinful world? It wants to put its arm around you, offering pleasures and treasures, whispering, "How can you give all this up? Don't be a fool." But the one who endured the cross for you is saying, by faith, look unto me. Say yes to my blood covering your heart. Say yes to Jesus. Verse 25. Moses was choosing to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Verse 27 emphasizes that Moses saw him who is invisible. It wasn't by the physical optic nerve that he saw the invisible God. It was by that optic nerve of faith that he saw the invisible God, that he discerned that it was better to be exiled and chased by Pharaoh's army than to follow the pleasures of sin. Discerned that it was better to pass up those pleasures of sin that simply pass away and leave you surrounded by God's army of judgment and the eternal exile in hell. The optic nerve of faith was looking unto Jesus, who in His love for sinners like us was obedient even in suffering, willingly accepted the beating, endured the mockery by sinners without even returning one insult. The affliction that comes now for being people of God cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed to us in Christ Jesus. So He is not a fool who gives up the passing pleasures of sin that we can't keep anyway to have the eternal life that we will enjoy forever. The one who endured the cross for you is saying, by faith, choose suffering with me over the passing pleasures of sin. Say yes to Jesus. Verse 26, Moses was esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked for the reward. He was criticized and condemned by Egyptians and Israelites alike. And yet, in those riches of Christ and its reward, it was Moses that stood with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration and still does. The cross that we bear for Christ does not accumulate any merit for us, but it is a badge of honor identifying us with Christ and His reward, the reward He won for us. Christ rising from the dead, justifying us, declaring us righteous, is the solid foundation on which we stand. It's the evidence of the eternal life we don't yet see, and it is the power to say yes to Jesus. Are you esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of this world? Our flesh recoils at reproach, and it longs for those treasures and pleasures of this world. But one teenager came home early from a party. When his parents asked him why, he responded, "Jesus couldn't stay there. The one who endured the cross for you is saying, by faith, refuse, choose, esteem the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of this sinful world." The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 346, stanzas 1, 5, and 6. 1, 5, and 6.